Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. 4 days before Christmas, it's December 21st of 2017 as we speak. And so I want to bring back one I wrote a couple of years ago called "Tis the Season, Fa-la-la." It sounds a little sarcastic, and that's the intent. All right, let's get started. Here we are again, smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. And isn't it so joyful? Mall mayhem, sneaker slugfests, road rage, advertising overload, personal debt skyrocketing, increased personal and family stress and anxiety, having to spend time with people you don't really particularly care for. Isn't it all so joyous? And think of this. A classic example that pretty much sizes it all up is Black Friday. We, especially Christians, know what the color black stands for: darkness and sin, the opposite of light. Well, need I say more? Of course, the real tragedy is that the true meaning has all but vanished from our society, hasn't it? In fact, it has evolved to the point that the cross has become offensive to many, and the mere mention of Jesus Christ is now all but against the law in the public square. And the sad truth is that the atheists and Satanists have gotten their way. Hence, post-Christian America is now upon us. And every time we enter this season, I promise myself that I'm not going to get negative and try to just focus on the positive and true meaning of what it's all about. But then, here I go again, railing against all the incredible nonsense that has replaced the true meaning. And I mean, everything we see is totally out of sync with the real truth, isn't it? And we wonder why so many people get depressed this time of year? It's no wonder. So, now, because of all this, let me stop for a moment and share this poem I received from a close friend. It's a pretty good summation of just what is taking place. Now, I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I did. So here I go, and I quote, "'Twas 2 months before Christmas, when all through the land, not a Christian was praying, not taking a stand. Why the PC police had taken away the reason for Christmas, no one could say. The children were told by the school not to sing about shepherds and wise men and angels and things. It might hurt people's feelings, the teachers would say. December 25th is just a holiday. Yet the shoppers were ready with cash, checks, and credit, pushing folks down to the floor just to get it. CDs from Madonna, an Xbox, an iPod. Something was changing, something quite odd. Retailers promoted Ramadan and Kwanzaa in hopes to sell books, buy Franken and Fonda. As Targets were hanging their trees upside down, at Lowe's the word Christmas was nowhere to be found. At Kmart and Staples and Penny's and Sears, you won't hear the word Christmas, it won't touch your ears. Inclusive, sensitive, diversity are words that are used to intimidate me. Now Dashiell, now Darden, now Sharpton, Wolf Blitzen, on Boxer, on Rather, on Kerry, on Clinton. At the top of the Senate there rose a clatter to eliminate Jesus in all public matter. Now, as we spoke not a word, as they took away our faith, forbidden to speak of salvation and grace, the true gift of Christmas was exchanged and discarded. The reason for the season stopped before it started. So we celebrate winter break under your dream tree, sipping our Starbucks. Well, listen to me. Choose your words carefully. Choose what you say. And shout Merry Christmas, not Happy Holiday." End quote. Pretty well written. Possibly a bit political, I would say. But hey, many of the words of the poem ring truthful, I think. Enough. I need to keep this one short because it's the last few days before, and we all are so busy getting it all done. Well, let me just say this. I wish each of you a truly joyful and happy time as you celebrate the birth of the one who came and freed us from the bondage of sin, and that is Jesus Christ, and only Him. I pray that as each of you and your families join together, you will experience only happiness and unity, a time of refreshing and renewal. And we know this, that we will soon return to the reality of the days we are living in soon enough. So many blessings to you all in this time. And until next time, this is Red.